Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Michelle Redlinger, director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, about this weekend's Candlelight Tour of Homes.
And then, like I mentioned, we do have a sneak peek, and that's the round barn that was recently rebuilt at the Washington County Fairgrounds. That is going to be decorated in partnership with the Washington Fair Board and the 4-H groups. And I know they're trying to put together some themes around an old-fashioned Christmas, and they're trying to get some animals and make that a really unique sneak peek this year as well.
Great. And where can people get tickets for this weekend's event?
There are tickets sold at a variety of locations around the community. So most of the banks, a lot of the retailers in the downtown all have some tickets. Archer's Appliance and Electronics is one of our major sponsors. They have tickets, and so does the Washington County Minibus. And as always, you can always get them at the chamber, and you can get them at the door the day of the event. And so each home will have tickets available to purchase the day of. You do save a dollar if you purchase them in advance, so it's $9 in advance, $10 at the door. And another thing that we're doing that's a little different this year is the partnership with the Washington County Minibus. And we've offered transportation in the past, but the biggest feedback we got is that not everyone on the bus would tour the home in the same speed. Some are faster and some like to take their time. So we're doing a rotation of shuttle bus stops at all the homes in the sneak peek for the entire event this weekend. There'll be a variety of buses running, and we're planning to have at least a shuttle stop every 15 minutes at a home. So if you show up at one place and you want to leave your vehicle and leave the driving to us, it's a $3 donation, which also goes towards our holiday lights. And I know that at the fairgrounds, there's ample parking, so that might be a good place to start if you want to take advantage of the transportation.
And does the minibus volunteer their hours as far as the people that are driving?
They do. It's a complete donation. They're one of our larger sponsors by donating the time and the gas and their vehicles. And you know, if you remember a few months ago, we weren't quite sure what was going to happen with the tour of homes. We had some last-minute cancellations. It just really showcases the holiday spirit and how great we are to live in this community, because our businesses step up, the community, our homeowners have all come together to put this and offer it for the community in a last minute fashion. And so just really, really proud of everyone who stepped up and all of our partners, and we're excited for this year. I think it's going to be a great event.
Great. And can you remind people what hours the event will be going on?
Absolutely. It will be Saturday, December 6th at 4:30 until 8 p.m. And then we also offer another day on Sunday, the 7th, and that's from 1 until 4:30 p.m.
Great. And the Big Red Radio will be out and about Saturday evening. In closing, would you like to invite our listeners to attend?
Absolutely. Please come. Bring your families, bring your friends. And I know our homeowners have been working really hard, and so getting the support and the attendance from the community makes all of their efforts really worthwhile.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Michelle Redlinger, director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, about this weekend's Candlelight Tour of Homes. For more information, visit kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.